理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 21 We started our return early the next morning. We had to hurry. We were a 3 days' walk from the entrance to this passage. Our return was difficult. My uncle was angry at losing so much time. Hans was calm, and I complained and worried that we would soon be dead. As I expected, we ran out of water at the end of the first day. The heat was almost unbearable, and I was so tired that I could hardly move. Finally, on Tuesday, July 7th, hardly able to walk, we arrived at the entrance to the passage. It was 10 in the morning. Hans and my uncle sat against the wall and tried to eat a few small bites of food. After a short time, my uncle came over to me, holding my head in his arms. "Poor boy," he whispered, pitying me. I looked up into his face and saw that tears filled his eyes. Then I saw him take a bottle hanging at his side. To my shock, he held the bottle to my lips. "Drink," he said. I took only one drink, but that was enough to give me life. I thanked him. "Yes," he said, "a drink of water. The last one, do you hear? The last one." I kept it, although many times I wanted to take it. "Axel, I kept it for you." "Uncle," I whispered with tears in my eyes. "Yes, my boy. I knew when you arrived here you would need it to stay alive." "Thank you," I cried. "Thank you." I was still quite thirsty, but that drink of water had given me back some of my strength. "We must go back up to Sneffels," I continued. "So, Axel," my uncle said after a long silence, "that drink of water didn't give you back your courage and determination." "What? Do you mean that you refuse to give up this journey when we can surely succeed? Never." "Then we must realize that we will soon die." "No, Axel, no. Go back. I don't want you to die. Hans can go with you. Leave me here alone."
"You want me to leave you?"
"Yes, leave me. I began this journey, and I'll either finish it or never come back. Leave me, Axel." I didn't want to leave my uncle at the bottom of that hole, but I still wanted to leave. Hans watched us with his usual calm silence, but he understood what was happening. He was ready to leave if he was told to do so, or to stay if my uncle requested. I wished I could speak to him to make him understand. I would explain the terrible dangers for us if we continued on this journey. Perhaps we could both have persuaded my uncle not to continue. I walked over to Hans, took his hand, and pointed to the passageway returning to Sneffels. He calmly pointed to my uncle and spoke.
"Master," he said.
"Your master?" I cried. "You're crazy. He's not the master of your life. We must return. He must come with us. Do you hear me? Do you understand?" Still, he said nothing. My uncle then began speaking to me.
"Calm down, Axel," he told me. "Listen to my idea," he began. "Our lack of water is our only problem right now. In the eastern passage, which goes up to the earth, we found no water, but the western passage should go down towards the earth. While you were lying there, I went to look at the passage. It goes down, and it will take us through a passageway with walls of rock which support rivers and lakes. I suggest that we go into the passage for one more day. If by then we haven't found water, we'll return to the surface." Although I still wanted only to return to Sneffels immediately, I agreed to my uncle's suggestion.
Chapter 22 We began walking down again, this time along a new passage. Hans was in front, as usual,
I noticed that there were many cracks in the rocks that formed the walls of the passageway. During the period after the earth was heated by the center of the earth, it cooled a great deal, which produced this wall to crack in many places as it quickly cooled. As we examined the wall, filled with different types of rock and showing bits of gold and other metals, it was now 8 in the evening. We still had no water. I was suffering horribly. My uncle walked on, refusing to hear my complaints. My legs were becoming quite weak. Finally, I lost all strength and cried out as I fell to the ground. "Help! I'm dying!" My uncle came back, looked at me, then said, "It's all over," quietly before I fell asleep. When I opened my eyes again, Hans and my uncle were asleep. I couldn't fall asleep again. I was in too much pain. I worried that I would not survive this journey. I did not know how I would be able to return to the surface of Sneffels. We were 4 miles under the earth. A few hours went by. There was a deep silence, the silence of death. No sound could come through those walls, which were at least 4 miles thick. Then I heard a sound. I looked closer and saw Hans leaving with one of the lanterns. Why was he leaving us? But then I was ashamed to realize that he was going deeper into the passage. Had he gone to find something he had heard? Why did he leave? Chapter 23. For an hour, I thought of several reasons for Hans to leave alone down the passage during the night. But finally, I heard him return. He went over to my uncle, put his hand on his shoulder, and gently woke him. My uncle stood up. "What is it?" my uncle asked.
"Vatten,"
Hans replied.
"Water,"
my uncle said, quite shocked at what he heard.
"Water! Water!"
I cried as I jumped up. We prepared to leave immediately. Soon we were walking along the passage again. Half an hour later, we had walked about 6,000 feet and gone down 2,000 feet. At that moment, we heard the sound of water nearby.
"Hans wasn't mistaken," said my uncle. "There must be an underground river nearby."
We walked more quickly. I no longer felt tired. The sound of running water became louder as we walked deeper. Another half an hour went by, and we walked another mile and a quarter. Hans had obviously not gone farther than this, as he had heard the water but did not actually find it. We soon realized that we had begun moving away from the river, since the sound was becoming weaker. We turned back. Hans stopped at the place where the river seemed nearest. The water was behind one of the walls, but we were separated from the water by the thick wall made of rock. I then lost my hope of finding water. Hans then looked at me, and I thought I saw him smile. He took his lantern and walked to the wall, putting his ear close to it. He was listening for the strongest point of the running water. He then picked up one of the tools and began swinging it into the wall to make a small hole where the water could escape.
"Saved!" I cried.
"Yes, Hans is right," my uncle said with excitement. "What a clever man he is!"
But what if rock flew at us, crushing us? What if the river burst through the wall and killed us? These were terrible fears, but nothing could keep us from our desire to drink water. Hans then began swinging the tool at the wall. He calmly swung at the same place repeatedly. After more than an hour, Hans had made a hole 2 feet deep. My uncle offered to help, and just as he took the tool, we heard the water burst through the wall. The spray of water was strong and almost knocked Hans over. He then cried out in pain. I then touched the water and felt the pain myself.
"This water's boiling hot," I shouted.
"Well, it will cool down," my uncle replied.
After a short time, the water did indeed cool, and we drank some.
What unbelievable pleasure!
What kind of water was this? Where did it come from? I did not care. It saved me from death in that terrible passageway. After a minute of enjoying this new treasure, I exclaimed, "There's iron in this water."
"Then it's excellent for the stomach," my uncle said. "And it must have other good minerals as well."
"Oh, it's so good."
"Of course, it's water from several miles underground. What a wonderful thing Hans has done for us. I must suggest that we name this stream after him."
"Yes," I agreed. And so, the stream that now flowed down the passage from the hole in the wall was named Hansbach. "Now," I said, "we must fill this hole so the water does not all escape."
"Why?" my uncle asked. "I'm sure the river will never end."
"We should still fill our bottles, then try to stop the opening." We then tried to repair the hole, but just burned our fingers. There was too much pressure, and we soon gave up. Then my uncle had an idea.
"Why should we close the opening?" he asked. "Later on, when our bottles are empty again, we cannot be sure that we'll find another river. We should let this stream continue. It will run downward, so it will guide us as well."
"What a clever idea," I said. "With this stream, we will surely be able to continue our journey to the end."
"You're beginning to understand, my boy," the professor said, laughing.
By that time, it was late in the night. After eating, we were soon asleep and satisfied.